Today is Read Across America Day. At special gatherings across the country, schoolchildren will read aloud and be read to by principals, governors, star athletes, and other luminaries. More than 30 million people are expected to take part. Theodore Geisel, the late children's author known as Dr. Seuss, was born on this date, and today's readathon is dedicated to him. Events like this often call for a few moments of public humiliation. If students read a certain number of books in a certain period of time, the school principal might offer to do something embarrassing in front of the whole school. And school-sanctioned humiliation seems to be getting more exotic.
My name is Carol Van. I am the principal at Bonnier Elementary School in Bonnier, Georgia. My students have challenged me to kiss a real snake.
A West African ball python, to be exact.
But I don't think it's going to be a huge snake. I hope not. I've not seen it.
Today, she'll kiss it because her students read more than 2,000 books in 2 weeks.
I am not going to kiss it on the nose, if you want to know that. I have decided that I will kiss him on his body, and I'm not going to opt for the mouth this time.
It turns out school principals do a lot of public kissing.
Actually, when I kissed the llama, they kept reminding me of it. You kissed a llama, you kissed a llama.
Roger Lake is principal of Brown Elementary School in Spokane, Washington. The encounter with the llama was last year.
Right on the lips. It was lips to lips. And I'll tell you, actually, the llama was less excited about it than I was.
This year, if Lake's students reach their reading goal, he'll dress up in baggy pants and a yellow wig and recite a rap song using the words of Dr. Seuss.
I have to do more practice on this, but I could do the first couple lines. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own.
Hi, my name is Lee Wilson. I'm the principal at Coloma Elementary School in Coloma, Michigan. I've set a goal of the students to read 8,000 books. If they meet that goal, then I will allow them to duct tape me to the wall of the gym.
Wilson will stand on a stool and hand out rolls of duct tape to dozens of eager youngsters who will tape him to the wall and then remove the stool.
My head won't be duct taped. It'll be from the neck down.
Okay, I'm Denine Zimmerman. I'm principal at Russell Primary School, and that's in Russell, Kentucky.
Because her students met their reading goal, Zimmerman says she'll dye her hair fluorescent green, the kind of dye you spray out of a can and keep away from lighted matches and small children.
And there is a precaution on the back of the can that says people with light blonde hair should proceed with caution. So I may have green hair through St. Patrick's Day.
But remember, says Zimmerman and the other principals, it's for a good cause.
The children are so excited. They stop me in the hall to say, oh, I read another book. So their enthusiasm is worth all the green hair in the world.
I would do about anything to get kids to read. So this just seems like a small sacrifice in my sense of personal dignity.
I know that they're going to remember this for years and years to come. And if it gets the kids to read, so be it.
Lee Wilson, Roger Lake, and Denine Zimmerman, school principals taking part in today's fourth annual Read Across America Day, sponsored by the National Education Association.